something important. Being a star would mean very little without friends. Dinner in 15 minutes. Ellie's mom called as she came in the front door. Okay, Ellie replied. Running upstairs. She had just enough. Time. She needed to get something down on paper. In her room, Ellie sat down at her desk. She took out three sheets of her special sad Sheonary. She chose a pretty red pen and began to write a note to Liz. Ellie wrote a similar note to Marion and another to Amy. She selected a special sticker to seal each envelope. Next, she wrote her friend's name on the front of each envelope. Feeling hopeful, Ellie tucked the notes into her backpack. Then she headed downstairs for dinner. The next morning, Ellie got to school a little early and left the notes on her friend's desk. Then she sat down at her own desk and took out a book. Ellie pretended to read it, but really she was peeking over the top when Liz came in. Ellie watched her go to her desk. She saw the note and opened it. She was reading it. Oh, what's she thinking? Ellie wondered. She didn't have to wonder very long. Liz looked over. At Ellie, slowly, a warm smile spread across Liz's face. Ellie smiled back. Mrs. C. Anna was starting class, but Ellie watched Marion and Amy read their notes. Two. Amy smiled and gave Ellie a thumbs up. Marion looked over and mouthed some words to Ellie. I'm sorry too, she was saying. Ellie nodded and smiled. She let out a happy sigh. It was like a weight had been lifted off of her. The morning sped by. At lunchtime, Ellie met up with her friends in the hallway. "Can you forgive me?" she asked them. "Of course," Ellie, said Liz. The girls wrapped Ellie in a bag in a big group hug. Liz. Can I come over after school? I'd love to see your prize-winning painting. I'm so proud of you, Liz. Oh, yes, cried Marion. You have to see it. She got the blue first place ribbon and everything. Liz laughed. Yes, of course. You can definitely come over and see it. I can't wait, Ellie cried. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you guys. I had an idea. It's about the bunnies. I think I know how to get people to adopt.